And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. It's always good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night at Lone Depot Park, the Marlins opened up a three-game weekday series with the visiting Philadelphia Phillies. Sandy Alcantara looking to continue to write his story in terms of the 2022 Cy Young Award-winning race. Went opposite of the left-hander Bailey Falter, and with a recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Another disappointing night for the Marlins. They fall to the Phillies 2-1. Sandy Alcantara is magnificent again. Another Cy Young-worthy performance. Unfortunately, he allowed the two-run home run to Nick Maton in the seventh inning, and the Marlins couldn't muster much in the way of offense. The Maton long ball, all the Phillies need to win game one of this three-game series here at Lone Depot Park by the final of 2-1. Alcantara started against Bailey Falter, and this game was scoreless all the way into inning number five. Sandy worked around a leadoff walk in the first inning, allowed a hit but got caught stealing in the second inning. He allowed a hit but stranded a man at third base in the third inning, striking out Rhys Hoskins to end the threat. In the fourth inning, when Bryce Harper led off with a ground ball to third base, Sandy hit the 200-inning mark for the 2022 season, becomes the 23rd pitcher in Marlins history to complete a 200-inning season, and the fifth to do it in at least two consecutive years. Dontrell Willis was the most recent to do that. In fact, Dontrell went three straight seasons, 200-plus innings, 2005, 2006, 2007. The others who, like Sandy, have done it in two straight years. How about Kevin Brown, 1996 and 1997, Ryan Dempster, 2000 and 2001, and Carl Pavano, 2003 and 2004. The Marlins finally got on the scoreboard against Bailey Falter in the bottom half of the fifth inning. They had managed only two base runners through the first four. They got back-to-back two-out singles from Luke Williams and Miguel Rojas in the third, but couldn't score. Then, though, with one out in the fifth, Brian De La Cruz put Miami on the board. Braves play the Giants at 9:45. Here's the ball blasted left, deep down the line, toward the corner, and out of here, a home run. Brian De La Cruz to make it 1-0 Marlins in the fifth, right at the foul pole. De La Cruz's eighth of the season. How about that? So Sandy had the lead as he went out there for inning number six. He had a very interesting inning in the sixth. He allowed a leadoff hit to Bryce Harper, an infield single on the very first pitch he threw. On the next pitch he threw, JT Realmuto hit a fly ball to right for out number one. So two pitches in, one on, one out for Alec Bohm. Alcantara, the long hold of the belt. Now the pitch to Bohm. Ground ball to the right of the shortstop. Mickey has it to second one. LeBlanc back to first. Close and out at first base. A double play to end the inning. 6-4-3. See if the Phillies want to take a look. That was close. No, they didn't take a look. He was out. And for Sandy, it was a three-pitch sixth inning, and he took a 1-0 lead into the seventh. Sandy was cruising along, but with one out in the seventh, Gene Segura singled. Segura went 3-for-4 tonight, 3 out of 3 against Alcantara, and with a man at first and one out in the seventh, down by a run, Nick Maton batted for the Phils. They shift against Maton. The 0-2 pitch, that's hammered to right, way back. Anderson turning, watching, home run Nick Maton, and the Phillies go up 2-1 in the seventh. Maton homered off Sandy last Thursday in Philly. He's done it again tonight. Just his fifth of the season, he becomes the first hitter in baseball to take Sandy deep twice this season, and the first man to homer on an 0-2 count against Sandy Alcantara in 2022. And little do we know, that would be all the Phillies would need in this one. The Marlins starter Sandy Alcantara was done after seven. Eight hits, two runs, walked one, struck out four, allowed the Maton homer. Sandy threw 103 pitches, 71 strikes. His ERA coming out tonight is exactly where it was coming in, 2.43. On the other side, Bailey Falter worked six innings, limited Miami to a run on four hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out four, allowed the home run to De La Cruz, threw 88 pitches, 58 strikes. So it was 2-1 when the starting pitchers exited. Falter on line for the win, and Sandy on the hook for the loss. Jose Alvarado got the bottom of the seventh for the Phillies, set down the side 1-2-3. He struck out Charles LeBlanc, He got Jacob Stallings on a ground ball to third, and then De La Cruz went down swinging. In the eighth inning, Tommy Nance set down the Phillies in order. Bottom of the eighth, down a run. Miami had to go up against Sir Anthony Dominguez in his big league debut, just up in AAA today. Jordan Groshans grounded to short against Dominguez on the first pitch of the eighth inning. Groshans went 0-for-3 tonight in his first major league game. Pinch hitter J.J. Bleda batting for Luke Williams, then popped to third. And Miguel Rojas struck out, sending this game to the ninth. Phillies up 2-1. Cole Sulcer retired the side, 1-2-3 in the top of the inning. In the bottom, David Robertson out of the bullpen. He had blown a save against the Marlins Thursday. Miami scoring twice in the ninth to beat Robertson and the Phillies, 6-5 in the final game of the last homestand. Last road trip. He bounced back with a 3-strikeout, 1-2-3 inning, and a save against the Nationals over the weekend. Tonight, facing Anderson, Cooper, and Fortes in the ninth, Anderson sent a fly ball to the wall in center. It was caught by Brandon Marsh. His back right up against the center field fence for the first out. Garrett Cooper grounded to third for out number two. Marlins were down to their final shot, down 2-1 in the ninth. Nick Fortes. The kick in the 2-1 off the end of the bat. Dribbler first base side. Hoskins has it. Underhand to the pitcher covering, and the Phillies win it 2-1. Took only 2 hours, 34 minutes. Two home runs. De La Cruz, a solo shot. Maton in the seventh with a man aboard. And that's how the Phillies beat Sandy and the Marlins tonight. For Philadelphia, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 left. For the Marlins, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. They leave 3. Bailey Falter, great job. Got the win tonight, 5-3. Sandy Alcantara, the tough luck loss. He's 12-8. For David Robertson, his 20th save of the season. And as I mentioned, 2 hours, 34 minutes. So the Phillies, with stars on the mound like Nola and Wheeler, get the big start from Bailey Falter tonight. And the Phillies, with stars to the plate like Schwarber and Hoskins and Harper and Realmuto, get the big home run from Nick Maton tonight. And Philadelphia beats Sandy and the Marlins 2-1. For the Phillies now, 4 straight wins. They've won 6 of their last 7. Phillies improved to 79-62 on the season, take a step closer to winning a trip to the postseason for the first time since 2011. Phillies are 35-31 on the road with this victory. As to the Marlins, they've lost 13 of 16. They're 19-44 going back to July the 6th. The Marlins fall to 58-84, including a 28-42 record here at Lone Depot Park. Phillies take game one of this 3-game series, 2-1. Just looking down at the field, where Jordan Groshans, who has made his big league debut here tonight, is joined right by the on-deck circle in front of the third base dugout by his mother, his father, his girlfriend, and his brother, Jax, who we talked about during the broadcast. Jax, who is a catcher in the Boston Red Sox organization. And Jordan and Jax just finished playing a little catch on a big league field in foul territory in the third base side in front of the Marlins dugout, a moment those two brothers will never forget. Jordan Groshans making his big league debut tonight, went 0-for-3, got the start at third base, and the Marlins come up short against the Phillies 2-1. The Marlins and AutoNation are working together to strike out cancer in our communities again this season. Every time a Marlins pitcher records a strikeout, $25 will be donated to AutoNation's Driving Initiative to support cancer research. Tonight, 7 strikeouts, $175 for the season, 1,245 Ks, $31,125 for the Marlins to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative.
That one's disappointing. Sandy threw one bad pitch. It cost them 2 runs, and the Marlins lose it 2-1. Let's hear what Donnie had to say afterwards.
Well, Donnie, first off, you know, for Sandy's second straight season, that he's reached 200 innings pitched. I know we talk so much about that mentality of always wanting to finish what he starts, but just again, you know, how would you describe just what an accomplishment that is to see him be able to get to that innings?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it speaks to consistency and what he does and how he trains and things like that. So obviously it's an accomplishment that, you know, a lot of teams value, being able to pitch innings and, you know, a lot of all the things that come with that.
And just tonight, you know, ends up really being a tremendous start. Just maybe one pitch that kind of made the difference in this ball game for him. Is that maybe the most frustrating part of a game like this where Sandy throws the ball well but just can't seem to scratch that extra run or two to get him that support?
Yeah, it's one of those games that really, it looked like it was one of those starts where he was fighting. He had some guys out there a lot and got out of some jams. Not really jams, but got out of, situations where they had a chance to score a run. And then all of a sudden he has that quick inning in I think it's probably the six, yeah. Right, the three-pitch inning. And then you're like, now you get to a different area of the game. Just the one pitch. I think it's that 0-2. Mm-hmm. Kid, it's a homer. Mm-hmm. And that guy got him in Philly, too. That's probably not the choice you want in that situation. You want to keep a guy in a ballpark. You don't want to put him in a position to hit a ball out of the ballpark. But he threw the ball really well tonight.
I know we always talk about, the ebbs and flow of the season, especially when it comes to offense. But, encouraged by seeing that outpour of offense last night and then hoping it would carry over, just was it more about what Bailey Falter was doing? Was it the approach? What stood out to you about maybe the lack of offense tonight?
Yeah, it's day-to-day, really. It's the pitcher that controls it. The guys you face one day are different than the guys you face the next. It's like facing somebody and then facing DeGrom. So I think you're always night to night with the pitching, and the pitcher controls it. If he's throwing the ball well, changing speeds, then it's going to be trouble for you.
De La Cruz with the home run gets you guys on the board first. And again, like just saying, sometimes just getting one can be enough for Sandy sometimes.
Yeah, you didn't feel great, obviously, with their offense over there, and they're going to keep coming. So you don't feel great with the one. But you do feel like, if we could tack on another one, trying to tack on another run would have been important, obviously. But they once they get it, they get the lead, then we're into their back end guys pretty quickly.
Groshen's debut tonight, just what did you think of his at-bats?
No, he's going to be okay. He's got a nice swing. I'll let him get comfortable and see what it looks like. Looks like a guy that's got a pretty short stroke. See where it goes.
With the doubleheader yesterday, I know we talked about the bullpen usage. How important was it for Sandy to give you that seven innings today to give you some relaxation on the bullpen side?
No, we were okay. Well, we were decent. We would have made some moves if we weren't. So we had some innings out there, but obviously every time Sandy pitches, when he goes deep in a game like that, it just takes a load off your bullpen that day and gives some guys a breather. So it definitely helps to kind of reset it after the doubleheader. But we were okay today to, obviously we're ready to go.
That you mentioned, Nick Madden, homers twice now against Sandy, that's the only guy I think this year. Just as a young guy, what have you seen from him?
No, he's a good fastball hitter. We've seen that. And so you really can't take anybody lightly. And I think it's kind of what you've probably heard me talk about over the years. When you get lineups like theirs, you got to fight, you got to fight, you got to fight, and you can't ever relax. And sometimes, the guy sitting back there and that's, 7-8 hole, once you've had to run through Harper and Realmuto and Segura and all their dudes, you're going to make some mistakes, right? And guys make you pay. So the deeper that lineup, the more you got to work to get through it. Like you see tonight, I think after five, Sandy's at 70, their guy's like 50, right? So he's had to work his tail off to get through five. And they make you keep working and keep making pitches. And that's really what a good lineup does to you.
The decision to option Braxton, is that kind of make him the odd man for this? We talked about last night the six starters.
Yeah, I think the biggest, and really what else I talked about last night is that we were going to do what's best for the whole group, right? And we thought they all need innings to build. And Brax is one of those guys. And if we go 6 minutes, it takes away innings. And so, it really kind of stinks for Brax because he's did a nice job. He's getting better and better. This guy's going to be a good big league pitcher. It's just timing right now. But, again, we've got a number of guys that need to build innings, as many as they can possibly get. And it just didn't – he's going to get those starts down there as many as he can get. So we'll see what happens. But there was really nothing that he'd done wrong, honestly. It's just a matter of trying to do what's best for the whole group.
Don, going back to the sound end of 200 innings, is the only one so far to reach that mark this year, and the one closest is at 181. Last year, only four pitchers got to that mark. So maybe that rareness makes you appreciate more what Sandy's doing by reaching that amount of innings and just the durability of him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he didn't have to throw 200 innings for us to appreciate Sandy. He's throwing the ball really well. He's doing everything the way you're supposed to do for that guy, for that starter, that number one guy you kind of lean on. It does speak to, I guess durability, but the durability doesn't come if you're not working and doing what you have to do to be able to do that. So taking a pride in that, I think, is something special. It's, probably not as common as obviously it's not as common now as it was in the past. More guys do it. But today's game, it's pretty rare.
All right, so that was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins 2-1 loss to the Phillies last night. Game two of this series comes your way this evening at 6:40. Edward Cabrera, Kyle Gibson, 6:10 airtime with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.